This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. The chief dog catcher in Dallas just celebrated his 6 month on the job. That milestone came days after a woman was mauled by four loose dogs in South Dallas. She survived. The attack again shined a spotlight on the longstanding problem with loose dogs in that area. Ed Jamison was hired last fall as the head of the city's Animal Services Department, and he's here for this week's Friday Conversation. Ed Jamison, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You arrived in the middle of what's been called the surge, a $13 million private effort to spay and neuter tens of thousands of dogs. Is that making a difference?
I think it's making a huge difference. I think there are challenges that have come up. There's a culture way of thinking. A lot of people in the South don't understand the importance of having your animal spayed or neutered.
What do dog owners say about why they don't vaccinate or microchip or spay and neuter?
There's the old school stereotypes that, oh, it's gonna, they should have one litter, makes them healthier. And there's a lot of things that just are not true. It just has not been brought across that their animals actually will be healthier and they will have less nuisance behaviors once their animal is altered. The risk of cancer drops dramatically with females once they're spayed. Rabies, by law, it has to be administered by a licensed veterinarian. So there are some people who get self-vaccinations and they believe their animal is vaccinated. Here in Texas, rabies is way more prevalent than a lot of other areas of the country. So it's extremely important on their health. If they get bit by their own dog and it is positive for rabies, they will contract rabies, and there's no reversing it once you get it. So that's a public health issue right there.
When something like this month's attack happens, doesn't that set back your efforts a bit, especially with memories still fresh of the woman who was killed by dogs last year?
First, I wanted to say how our thoughts and prayers are with the family. That is a terrible, terrible thing for anybody. I want every resident of Dallas to feel safe walking down the street. What's frustrating on our part is that we've seen reports of people saying those dogs have been out before, and we had not been notified of that. Mm-hmm. We were notified in October. We went, we picked up a dog. We were not able to tie it back to that house or to that owner, but that's the only call that we had. I think that people don't realize that we need them to call 311. We generate our proactive calls and patrols based on those calls that come in, and this really just came to, you know, this person needed to contain his animals, and, you know, this situation never would have happened if those animals were just contained properly.
Now, the city issues warrants to owners of dangerous animals. I understand there are something like 10,000 of those warrants outstanding right now. Does that system need to change?
And I think that that's not just in the animal world. Mm-hmm. I don't think that that's unique to Dallas. I think that courts systems all over the country run a certain percentage of people who don't respond to their citations. We are just actively going through with the process to kind of close the loop on these outstanding ones that we have, particularly our frequent flyers that we like to say. There are some people that literally had tens and tens and tens of citations from us that they never dealt with. The reality is you need to take care of those because the marshals will be at your door at some point. They're going to take you to jail. And again, I welcome today. I want this city to look at us as a resource. So the enforcement portion of it, I would much rather have it be where, look, let us help you before it reaches a level like that.
I understand that surge actually led to a number of people, not just you, but a number of veterinarians coming to Dallas, seeing, hey, there's money to be made spaying and neutering.
Yeah, there's a nationwide shortage of veterinarians, but I think it has brought an attention just the volume of work. We're hiring. We created more spots for veterinarians and are constantly looking for them in-house. Medically, I think that it does show that the city of Dallas is extremely serious about it. So there's opportunities for people in the veterinary field.
You ran animal services in Cleveland before this. What's the biggest lesson you've learned since moving to Dallas?
I think getting information to people. Again, I really think most people are good at heart. And so trying to approach them in a non-authoritative way to show them that we're on their side. And we have a lot of work to do. Again, that's north and south. We're their friend. We're on their side. That the city takes this very serious, the issues involving animals. I mean, it's one thing to pass a law and just say deal with it on your own. It's one of the things that drew me to Dallas was the fact that the city was saying we're willing to help every single resident in getting into the compliance here. If you're a good animal owner, there's a good chance you're going to be a better neighbor.
Do you have a dog?
I do. I have a dog. I have four cats, and we're constantly fostering as well, too. So,
so soft heart.
Yeah, a little bit, yes.
Ed Jamison is Animal Services Director for Dallas. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much for having me.